Today we celebrate the Feast of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This could also be called the Feast of the Love of the Son of God, because the heart of our Lord is exactly that, the symbol of His love. The heart we so often make reference to when we speak about our love for another person, it also refers to the center of our being, the heart of a person, who he is. And as St. John tells us, God is love. And so, again, that Sacred Heart refers first and foremost in the person of Christ. It is the symbol of love, because God is love. And now we see in the Sacred Heart how it is symbolized, that there are flames issuing forth from it. And this too makes sense and refers to the love of God, because the scripture also says in the letter to the Hebrews that our God is a consuming fire. So our God is love and our God is a consuming fire. And so his love is symbolized as well by that fire. And this is what our Lord meant when he said those words, "I have come to cast fire upon the earth. And what will I but that it be kindled?" He was referring to the fire of divine love. He wants all men to participate in his divine love. And that love should spread throughout the world, as a natural fire does as well. Now we also see in the image of the Sacred Heart that there are thorns surrounding it. And this refers to the response to the love of God that men have given. That is, we haven't cooperated with God's love, but instead we're like thorns in the Sacred Heart. Our Lord said to St. Margaret Mary Alacoque in the Apparitions of the Sacred Heart, "Behold this heart, which, notwithstanding the burning love for man with which it is consumed and exhausted, meets with no other return from the generality of Christians than sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude." Now here our Lord says, meets with no other return from the generality of Christians. That's a kind of way of saying, for the most part, for the greater part of Christians. He meets with sacrilege, contempt, indifference, and ingratitude. And so what each and every one of us should do is look at ourselves and say, is our Lord talking about me? Am I in that group, the generality of Christians, or am I in that few that sincerely love our Lord? Sacrilege, receiving communion in the state of sin. Am I in that crowd? Again, we see, unfortunately, at the average parish today, what? Everyone, or almost everyone, goes forth to receive Holy Communion, and almost no one goes to confession. Indifference, that refers to those who really couldn't care too much about going to Mass in the first place. Never mind visiting a church or making an hour of adoration. Okay, these are the last things on their mind due to their busy and important schedules. Ingratitude. Again, we see the mad rush to get out of church after Mass. Some leaving even before the final blessing. They receive communion, head right out the door. There are very few who take time after Mass to make a proper thanksgiving. That's what our Lord's talking about, ingratitude, being ungrateful for the gift received. We should all make a conscious effort to take a few moments to thank our Lord for the gift of Holy Communion. There's an example in the life of Padre Pio of the importance of making this Thanksgiving. There was a friar who one time made his confession to Padre Pio, and among the faults that he confessed was that of omitting his Thanksgiving for Holy Communion because of some ministry that impeded him, some other duties that were calling him. And while St. Pio was lenient in judging the other faults, when he heard him confess this omission, that is, of not making Thanksgiving after Communion, his countenance became stern, and he firmly said, "Let us see to it that our being unable is not just being unwilling. I always have to make my Thanksgiving, otherwise I pay a dear price." So again, sacrilege, indifference, and ingratitude. And our Lord, for those who are devoted to His Sacred Heart and strive to honor Him, He makes certain promises. There are 12 promises. I just want to read 8 of them, again, to inspire us, encourage us to be devoted to His Sacred Heart. He says, "I will give them all the graces necessary for their state of life." It is whether we're married, whether we're priests or religious, our Lord will give us all of the graces necessary to carry out our duties in a way which pleases Him. Number 2, "I will give peace in their families." How important this is today as well, the family which is under such attack. So many people have difficulties within their families. Be devoted to the Sacred Heart of our Lord. Place an image in the home. Say some certain prayers of consecration of the family to the Sacred Heart. "I will console them in their troubles. I will be their refuge in life and especially in death. I will abundantly bless all their undertakings. Sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Tepid souls shall become fervent, and fervent souls shall rise speedily to great perfection." So today and always, let us strive to love and honor the Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.